they're part of the team. They've been there for a little while. She's been there almost since the beginning, right? Since the beginning.
Multiple years. And Jerome is in the freshman class with the McGathys, right? So we're glad to have him here. We had some good time to visit last night. Just to show you a couple, we're just going to give you a quick glimpse on what's going on here. And so here you go.
We don't have anything prepared as far as what we're going to say, but so we'll probably pass the mic around. This right here with all the people is a bus stop that Jerome and I go and pray at about 6:30 to 7:15 in the morning. They gather there with their parents to load them up on the buses. And Jerome had the idea, it's like, as we're going back and forth, he's saying, seeing all the people there, he's like, has anybody been going up there and talking to them? Has it been going up and doing this every morning? And so no, nobody's really has done that. So we started doing that. We'd get up at 6, prayer walk 30 minutes around the apartment complex. And then we'd go there and get a good rapport going with the people. They expect us almost there now. They walk up to us. They say hi. They shake our hands. And most of the adults don't speak English, so their kids will translate for us. But it's been big for opening doors, just being down there with them. Other ideas about, especially during this winter when it gets cold, is sharing coffee out there or hot chocolate with them. And we're just got ideas run through our heads with other stuff.
Awesome. Next picture.
This one was recent. We were going to a prayer meeting, and these two guys stopped me to talk about they were looking for a job, and then ended up going to the one in the red hat. McCoonsey is his name. We went to his house shortly after we got through talking, and Tanner went with me. I got to pray for their family. Pray for him to help, for the Lord to help him find a job. And so there's multiple doors opening up. And this like happens on a regular basis with the team down there. They'll have people come up or we'll be able to witness to other people. And it allows us to share with their families and enter into their homes. Mm-hmm. And then this is Tanner with one of his little friends at our camp. And who's this one? Is that Hong or? This is Mong, one of the, there's like three or four girls that come to our apartment and they hang out. It's almost like a sanctuary for them where they go to school and they get experience in the world and stuff like that. But then they can come into a Christian home and be loved on and
what nationality
that.
Is she?
They're from Thailand. Is
she
that right?
Thailand?
Yeah.
Okay.
Hong, Mong, and Bae are from Thailand. And there's a girl named Smirti. She's from Nepal.
Awesome. Great. Go ahead.
And this is for, do you want to say anything on this one?
Yeah, that'd be great.
Good morning, guys. Again, my name is Jerome. This picture here is a picture of two boys when we had Presence Night in April of this year. This was at a time when our teams came together with our generational disciples and come together with a full night of worship and casting vision of what God has placed on our hearts to glorify God by making spirit-transformed disciples of Jesus Christ in every nation and on earth. Mm-hmm. This is actually, quite frankly, this is a time when my wife Jennifer and I, we were observing the team, and we had just jumped on board last month. So this was April, right? When we first saw this encounter of all of these kids, there must have been about, I want to say 60 plus kids in a two-bedroom apartment unit. But they were all there coming to worship the Lord and to open up the Word of God with confidence and to seek the Word as we were sharing with them. The hearts of these kids that are coming from various nations in this one apartment complex from Southeast Asia, from the Middle East, from Africa, are yearning for a presence to be led. And praise God that He has given us an opportunity to be in that presence, to lead them to Christ. And I'm thankful for this faith family that has brought the McGathys to the field. You know, the harvest is plentiful, but the workers are few. And when I saw the McGathys come in a month ago, that was an answer prayer in the midst of the laboring and the toiling of the field in Houston in this apartment complex. We're thankful that you have built them up as a family, as a light into this community of brokenness. And that light has been a magnet for these families to come into our apartment units and to share and show the love of Christ. So we thank you for that. And there's more pictures that we'll show.
Excellent. Yeah. Great. Catherine, come here.
Likewise, I don't really have something specific prepared, but just as I was thinking, kind of to give even greater context for what God is doing. Sorry, I'm sick, so I sound silly. Kind of greater context for what God is doing and has called us to in Houston. It's so much more than just Houston itself. Houston's really, we have been desired from the start to make it a classroom, and which soon is, we're launching a team to L.A. Last year we launched a team to Portland, and the L.A. team Abby is also going to be a part of. And which are areas
in these cities full of internationals that are really unreached, and so they go to Houston and get practical kind of on training classroom.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yep. On the ground training, and then sending to other places. But also, our vision has really been that God has given us is raising up local leaders to both start movements in Houston, but also go back to their home countries and do the same work there. And this year we get to see the first steps of that really taking place. We're taking about 5 international leaders to Southeast Asia, both Nepal and Thailand, and getting to work with their own people, their own contacts that they've already known their whole lives.
That's awesome.
And getting to train, do trainings there, and then return in 6 months to a year and continue to work with the leaders who have caught the vision and are making disciples. And I'm super privileged that my key disciple, her name's Susanna. She's in her lower 20s, and she's a girl from Burma, and most of her people are refugees in Thailand. And so she's coming, and her heart has been completely broken for the people, her people in Thailand. And if you know Asian culture, leaving your family, going to another country, even just moving down the street, if you're not married, is not something you do. And she has willingly been walking through this process of, God, if you want me to stay in Asia, if you want me to continue to work with my people there in small villages, if you want me to forsake my family in that way, which is a very big sacrifice that us as white middle-class Americans don't understand, she's like, I'll do it. And so that's been, she's just an example of the heart and the growing leadership among the local people that we've been able to see, which has been super encouraging, and this distant thing that we talked about when we moved there and has started to become a reality.
That's awesome. So doing ministry there, then it goes into the nations, which is the goal. And by the way, I would mention, I think the number, and I'm not sure if I'm right, is 90% of the disciples that have been made down there are made by other disciples. It's a high number. A high number, because they're getting them to multiply, and that's the whole key to what's happening down there. So real quick, you got big, hulky Filipino man who walks around there. That's one thing. But then little white middle-class girl walking around down there. You feel secure? You're doing good? Is everything good?
Yeah. It's this inner city, so you have to be smart and be careful. I don't wander around at night in dark alleys, but yeah.
Good.
Yeah, I have great brothers who take care of me,
too. That's awesome. Good. And they do precautions for those kinds of things.
Yeah.
So speaking of that, come here, Abby, because you're a middle-class white little girl. She's heading for this. Do you want to – we have nothing prepared. Do you want to say anything? You're launching. She's going to go to training in Keystone, and then she's praying about what the next steps are. As of now, it's the plan to go through Houston to L.A. And so do you have anything to say?